What is it, boys?
What are you yapping about?
Just leave me in the car with the window open a crack.
There's something wrong with this hearing aid.
It's a trap!
And welcome back to the Old Man Podcast with Bob and Scott. Hey, we are talking today about common sense because something happened.
Yes.
Scott, this story came up in my newsfeed on Facebook where you and I are not friends.
Anyway, there's a reason for that.
There's a reason for that. This was the headline. FDA, : do not cook chicken in NyQuil.
You don't?
It gives it a nice tangy flavor.
No, I guess you don't or you shouldn't. No, I saw this and I said, this, you know, beyond everything else that's happening in the country, this is the harbinger of the downfall of civilization as we know it. So, and here's what the article says. The Food and Drug Administration has warning for people one agency probably did not expect to make. Do not cook chicken in NyQuil. There's a new social media challenge. Of course.
Of course.
That's encouraging young people to cook poultry in the basic ingredients of NyQuil and other over-the-counter.
Isn't that dangerous? I mean, physically, couldn't that mess with?
And the next sentence says, the trend is dangerous. Even if you don't eat the chicken.
That's messed up.
First off, who came up with this?
Yeah.
And then are you that freaking stupid to say, hey, that looks like a really good idea.
And idiots do it. That's what cracks me up. There's no common sense.
Yeah, and they said, I guess teens have died during the Benadryl challenge, whatever the hell that was. I guess they were taking a lot of meds to hallucinate.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess it.
Yeah.
I guess
why don't you just take LSD like the rest of us? Jeez. Benadryl, seriously? That's dangerous.
No. And then it just made me think about all this stupid stuff that look. There have been people, stupid people, between now and time immemorial. I mean, it's the reason why we have Darwin Award.
But they never. They never take accountability. Like I was in my world as an appraiser, there's a big story going around. This young couple bought a house, had it appraised, had it inspected. Both of them said, you know, the appraiser and the inspector said, yep, everything's good. They moved in 18 months earlier. They moved in and now it's 18 months after they moved in. They were going out. The wife pulls the car in the garage. The husband's in the driveway. This dingbat gets out of the car and forgets to turn it off. Runs out the garage. They shut the garage door from the car in the driveway. They leave. They came back. And instead of going through the garage, they went through the front door. So supposedly they did not realize the car was still running. They go up to bed and die. They are suing the appraiser, saying that when he did the appraisal 18 months earlier, and the inspector, that they should have pointed out that there were no working carbon monoxide detectors in the house.
That is not the responsibility of the former homeowner.
No, not the former. Homeowner has nothing to do with it. They're putting it on the shoulders of the appraiser because apparently he stated that per regulations, there was a carbon monoxide detector and smoke detectors in the house. And they're saying that it was his responsibility. The reason they died is because he mistook a smoke detector for a carbon monoxide detector.
I would call bullshit on that.
Yeah, but they won. The family won. Oh, yeah.
They won?
The appraiser and the inspector settled with the family out of court.
Holy
shit. Yeah. If they did that to me, they would win a big giant bag of Kiss My Ass. Here, enjoy it. I'm sorry the woman is so fucking stupid. She left the car running. I think it was a double suicide. That's what I think. Because think about it. In all the years you lived in your house and all the people out there in Old Man Podcast land, who Who even uses their front door? I completely forgot where the keys were from my front door because we always go in and out through the garage.
That's interesting because it is true. I mean, if you talk to anybody within the housing trades or anything affiliated with a home, the most actively used door in suburbia or, you know, collar cities, whatever, wherever the hell you are most of the time, except maybe urban areas.
Right.
Is the
you
garage
have an
door.
Attached garage, you use the garage door.
You do.
So, yeah.
You do. It's very rare to, I mean, the only person that comes into the front door when he comes back home is my kid. I mean, it's funny. He won't, because he doesn't have a garage clicker, but he has a key. So he gets out. I'm not going to use the keypad. I'm just going to use my key to get inside the house.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Holy crap. I have never not, and here's the thing, I have never not, you know, turned off the car, but I pulled in the garage.
I know. I've forgotten to like take it out of drive when I turn it off sometimes. I'll turn it off before I, you know.
You would think with all the education, all the advancements that we have, all the, you know, what you would think would be common sense. Yeah. Gee, when you pull your car into the garage, make sure you
turn it off. I'll bet you there's more to this story, like, you know, that this young couple were actually like cousins or something. They married each other, a brother and a sister. There's something messed up with it. You watch.
The last name was Targaryen.
What? Nobody got that joke.
If you watch Game...
No.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. If you watch Game of Thrones,
No.
Now, if you watch Game of Thrones,
I'm sorry,
I'm
over 17, so no, I did not watch it.
Yeah, you watched.
Actually, I'm watching. Home Improvement reruns. I've been watching those. That show is classic.
Yeah, that's
so cool. I don't want to lose out on time. So, both of our listeners, we have a big surprise for both of you. We are going to do Bob and Scott's list of the stupidest warning labels that we could possibly come up with.
Yeah, and this is just, not to say that this is the all-encompassing everything related to with common sense, because when it comes to common sense, people of different ideological stripes can talk about common sense in many different forms. This has to do with the commonality of don't do dumb shit. And this is what it is. This is corporate... This comes down to corporate liability, because if a corporation puts out a product and once it gets released into the wilds of the public, they really have no idea how it will and will not be abused.
And a lot of these warning labels came out because something stupid like this happened, because they couldn't even, nobody could conceive that a person could be that freaking stupid to do something like this. Yeah.
Right. That's why you have risk analysis. This is why you have crisis management, reputation management. All these things occur within corporations because they probably sit in a room somewhere and say, okay, if we put this out there, what freaking idiot is going to do something really dumb?
Nobody's that stupid.
And how can we indemnify ourselves from stupidity?
Well, let's start.
Okie dokie.
Do you want to start or shall I?
Okay, I shall start. This one's great. This is for Nitol. This is for a sleep aid. On the label, it says, may cause drowsiness.
Okay.
It may cause drowsiness.
I can't believe this. I took it and fell asleep.
I can't believe it. It made me fall asleep.
Okay. My turn. This was on a wheelbarrow. A wheelbarrow, ladies and gentlemen. Not intended for highway use. Yeah.
Well, I wonder what the speed rating is on the tire.
You know, Ma is coming home today, and son of a bitch, there's a guy running next to me on the highway in a wheelbarrow. Yeah. Okay. Your turn. Because we have a lot of stupidity to go through today.
Yeah, I love this one. Do not hold the wrong end of a chainsaw.
Oh, shut up.
Product, chainsaw. No, I'm not kidding.
Don't hold the chain part.
Next.
Okay, mine is a baby stroller. It says, remove child before folding. Hey, where the hell did the kid go? Those things are the biggest pain in the ass to fold up to begin with. How do you do it with a kid in there?
Oh, yeah, those are great. We took one when we went over to Europe one time when our kids were small, and this was a tandem carriage. Holy crap! I mean, we had its own carrier, and it was the nice thing is you could stuff a whole bunch of other crap in it and put it on the airplane, not to worry about it. But never had a problem with folding up the kids in it, though.
Okay, you're next.
Okay. This is for a jet ski. Never use a lit match or open flame to check fuel level. Talk about a rolling Molotov cocktail.
Did you check the gas? Hold on, I'm just trying to get a little closer. Okay. I've got one for a cordless drill. A cordless drill. This product is not intended for use as a dental drill. Hey, Doc, where the fuck do you think you're going with that?
It might be good for somewhere down south in Alabama. Well, I'm going to do my own tooth.
Oh, yeah. Where they...
Garrett Bang.
They lie through their tooth? Yeah.
This one's for a hairdryer. Do not use while sleeping. Yeah, because maybe if it's really cold outside, and yeah, you know, it's like those old time bed warmers where you would take, take embers from the fire, and put it into those round discs,
bed warmer,
and then they stuff them underneath to make the.
I will say I have woken up in the dead of night, you know, sleep drying. Okay, this was on a to go coffee cup. Avoid pouring on crotch area.
We know where that's from.
Somebody pouring hot coffee on their crotch?
No, that was probably from, and probably legitimately, this was from that famous lawsuit with McDonald's coffee. And what was interesting about that particular lawsuit was it was legitimate. This woman was not being stupid. The coffee cup just was so hot, it leaked into under her crotch, and it burned her with second degree burns. And McDonald's knew that their coffee was scalding hot; had known it for a long time. But the internet took over and said, "Oh, this was just stupid." But no, it was quite legitimate. And so now, better make sure because that coffee's coming out at nearly.
I want to know how they're trying to drink it.
Get your tongue.
Doesn't everyone drink it too? They're stinking. Okay, you're up.
I love this one. This is a reflective cardboard sunshade for car dashboards. You know, especially down in Florida and Arizona and Texas, it gets broiling down there. Do not drive with sunshield in place.
The sun was bright. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, I can't see. I can't see nothing. Good.
This was on a bottle of dog medication. May cause drowsiness. Use care when operating a car.
Well, I know my dog has just gotten old enough to go for her permit. So I'll keep there that in mind.
How come your dog was driving? Because I'm drunk? Okay.
Why not? Yeah. Designated driver.
Okay, go ahead.
I loved on this on an egg carton. This product may contain eggs.
Shut up.
No.
Wow, no. I thought there'd be condoms in there. Okay. I guess that's for an egg allergy.
Warning on a warning label on a dishwasher. Do not allow children to play in the dishwasher. Hours of fun, Junior. Go play in there.
Yeah. Actually, we got pictures when our kids were toddlers and be loading the dishwasher. Sometimes they would crawl up on top of the actual, you know, the door, you know, in the horizontal position. And it was kind of cute. It was like, well, don't crawl in there. Hey, honey, it's bath night.
I wish I could say that's impossible, but, you know my son.
This is great. I know those little bobcat tractors, those little diggers. Yeah. It's got a picture of a guy, and he's coming out, I guess, from in front of the bobcat, because it's like a front entry kind of thing, and it's got the bucket coming down on top of them. And so the label says, avoid death.
Okay. That's good advice. Okay.
It is.
This one was on a box of rat poison. It says, has been found to cause cancer in laboratory mice. Okay.
Maybe not death. Yeah, I love this for a staplers letter opener. Safety goggles recommended.
For a safety goggle.
No, for a letter opener.
Okay. Okay. This one was on a Razor scooter. This product moves when used.
Oh, I love this. This is for W.H. Collins's Vanishing Fabric Markers. And the label says, the Vanishing Fabric Marker should not be used as a writing instrument for signing checks or any legal documents. Usually I stick with Crayola.
Well, duh.
Well, especially the flesh-colored ones. At least you can barely see.
Okay, this one was on a package of fireplace logs. You know, real wood. Risk of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know somebody had to sue somebody over this. Yeah. I bought firewood and it started a fire. Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. Okay.
So this labor was on for a manufacturer for washing machine. Do not put any person in this washer.
There must have been the same family that let their kids play in the dishwasher.
Oh, sure. First load whites, next load youngest daughter.
No, I'm not going to go there. This was on a brass fishing hook, harmful if swallowed. Yes. Tell that to a bass.
Yeah, you caught me, honey. There you go. This one says, this is a Hilton Head cocktail napkin. It's got a little map, one of those.
Oh, like a cocktail map in a bar?
Yeah, exactly. This is not to be used for navigation.
We can't be lost.
Because it has... because on this it has the Hilton Head Island, but it has the oceanographic... depths, and so that I can use this and go sail home.
God, that's funny. Why go out and buy a map? Do you have Google? No, I got a cocktail napkin. We're fine. Pepper spray. Warning: this may irritate eyes. Thank you.
For fox and bobcat urine powder.
What?
Not for human consumption.
What is it?
Fox and or bobcat urine powder.
So if you add water, it makes bobcat urine?
I guess if you sprinkle it, so the bobcat and or fox will not go urinate on whatever you're trying to protect.
Your skin looks so soft.
Scott, there's a product for everything. Come on now.
Thank you. Just put bobcat urine powder on my face, and it's so soft and supple. This was on a cartridge for a laser printer. Do not eat toner. How freaking hungry do you have to be? Honey, I can't find anything, so I'm going to go gnaw on a toner. If somebody's stupid enough to do that, then just, yeah, suffer the consequences.
And I like this one. It's for a Dremel multi-pro rotary tool. Like that drill you mentioned, this product is not intended for use as a dental drill.
I would love that. I'd love to see that lawsuit. Well, I went into the dentist office and he whipped out a 40-volt Ryobi drill and drilled through my teeth. Got rid of the cavity. This is on a bar of soap. It says, notice, use like regular soap.
As opposed to
maybe they're cleaning soap? Inside their butthole. I don't know.
Oh, this is great. Kellogg's cereal bowl. Always use this product with adult supervision. Because breakfast is dangerous.
God, that's good. Well, I'm out of stuff. That was my list.
Yeah, that's enough about the list. But no, it just defies logic that you have to put these warning labels. I'm just not too sure how or why some people choose products in the way that is not intended.
And then they have the audacity to sue about it. Like that one with the hot coffee. I remember that like it was yesterday. And it's like, it's hot coffee. How do you actually go to court and say, I bought this coffee, it was too hot, and I burned myself?
Well, it was, because McDonald's conceded early in documentation that, yeah, our coffee is really
hot. Yeah, but there's no federal guideline that said coffee can only be 125 degrees, no hotter.
Yeah, no, but as far as what happened to that woman, it was unintentional. She didn't mean to put it in her crotch. But if
hear the words that came out of your mouth? She unintentionally put it in her crotch.
Put it in her crotch.
Okay, we're gonna disagree on this one. Yeah.
No, actually, I read up on that, and yeah, they were right to sue with McDonald's with being a bunch of dicks. But
no,
anyway,
no way.
Point, counterpoint. There are other things that just Jane, you ignorant,
You ignorant, misguided, dried up old hag,
jumping from bed to bed with your commie buddies.
Don't bring the Russians into this.
Yeah, please don't bring the Russians.
But hey, let's shoot them up in the space shuttle with us, or whatever the hell that was.
No, it's if you're over in Russia, you know, talk about being, well, not stupid, but just disagreeing with the Kremlin. You get knocked out of windows. You get thrown out of balconies. You die mysteriously.
Part of me just thinks they're going to get up into space, like up in the space station, and someone's going to be like, hey, Igor, go outside and check the mail, and then just kick his ass out the door.
Well, it only if the guy runs an oil company.
Ooh.
Everybody else seems to be safe. But if you're an oil company, if you're an oil company executive over in Russia, you should really have reasons to believe. If you are not kissing Putin's ass, well, then you've got problems.
I bet his ass is really furry, too. It's probably why he never smiles. His ass is always itching him. What the hell is that? Oh, it's the hound. The hound again.
It's the hell.
I got pinned down by two pit bulls last week. Yeah, I know.
That's fun.
Yeah. And then this guy next door, I was appraising a house, and his two pit bulls got loose and started backing me into a corner. And I figured, well, maybe it's like a bear. If you yell at them, they'll run away. And I learned they don't like that. Note to self, if you're about to be attacked by a pit bull, don't yell at them. It just pisses them off more. And the guy came out. He had the audacity to say, my gate was closed. Did you open this gate? Yes, I did, sir. I was kind of bored. I thought, wow, I'm going to go play with that guy's pit bulls. So
they look friendly.
Oh, come here, boy. Come here. Yeah, right.
Oh, come here. Who's the best boy?
And then this guy's like, boy? I was like, these things, do they bite? He's like, well, yeah, you know, they could. I was like, and why are you still talking to me with these dogs walking closer to me and freaking growling? I mean, look at me. I will feed these dogs for a year. Get them the hell away from me. So, yeah, people are just no common sense.
Oh, I know. And you know, it's weird. You talk about people suing
everything
for what you think. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but not taking responsibility mm-hmm. for stuff. There was one time that we were watching a neighbor's dog, and we had just refinished our stairs. We had stripped them, stripped it off, whatever. And so they asked, I guess they were going on vacation, and they said, can you watch our dog? I said, all right, dog seems nice. So I asked, I said, does the dog go upstairs? He said, no, she stays downstairs. She stays downstairs, and there's really nothing that, you know, you should really worry about. So, okay. So we had just taken possession of this brand new Tempur-Pedic mattress. We had it delivered, and because of all the chemicals that they use to do, they say, look, when you take off the plastic, let it air out for like 12 hours. Just so it all dissipates. Again, corporate liability. You know what? You know, put sheets on, go to bed, wake up sick or whatever. Not that I think that would happen with a Tempur-Pedic mattress, but that was their precautionary measure. So we went out and we left the dog alone. So we come home and we're looking for the dog. Hey, dog. Hey, where you at, dog? The dog is upstairs. The dog had gotten into our pantry, had gotten chocolate, dragged the chocolate upstairs, was eating chocolate on the mattress. No. So there's chocolate smeared all over the mattress. The dog was fine because, you know, dogs and chocolate,
right?
Not a good combination, especially for the dog. If it's a big dog, I think they can process
Did
anything.
Did the wife blow a gasket?
They're like goats. We both kind of blew a gasket. So I was trying to get the dog. And the dog is big. The dog's about 100 pounds. So I'm trying to get, come on, dog. Come on, dog. Come on. Come down. The dog wouldn't come downstairs. So I had to, and I said, I'm not going to pick this dog up because I don't go tripping down the stairs. So I kind of had to put her in like a dog bed type of thing to kind of like move
and
her down.
And pull the dog down the stairs.
And so pull the dog downstairs. So then, oh no, it gets better. This dog starts flailing deep gouges into So we called the owner and we said, hey, remember you said your dog wouldn't go upstairs? He had the audacity to say, well, I didn't guarantee the dog wouldn't go upstairs.
Oh, wow. That guy would be picking his dog up and it'd be mounted to a wall plaque, just its frickin' head.
Yeah, and we kind of asked for, hey, you know, we just had this done. And he said, well, it's not my problem.
Oh. I would have taken that dog and tied it to the front door and just let him take a picture. Here, come back and get your frickin' dog.
Well, his wife gave us some money, you know, on the side. And I think she just did it on her own volition because she said, yeah, this is...
So I'm assuming you're not good friends with this guy anymore.
Oh,
okay.
Never was.
You know what it says? I'm sitting here thinking, that wasn't me, I hope. Fudge, I hope I didn't do that.
I don't think so. I don't think so. But personal responsibility.
Yeah.
And that circles back to the whole thing about, hey, you're going to use something stupid... Be prepared for the corporation to say that was not.
But you know what's sad
use.
Is these people know that the corporations will pay money out just to avoid going to court.
Yeah, and the lawyers
will offer $10,000 because $10,000 to a big corporation is nothing, and they know they won't have to go to court and they get it away. But I know,
unbelievable.
Well, I think we're coming to the end, my friend.
Yep, I gotta go cook dinner.
Yeah, me too. I'm making a frozen pizza tonight. big dinner at Casa Hey Scott or whatever that's called. What's worse is it's a Red Baron. It was like $6 or something. Probably gonna suck balls, but yeah, I don't even buy the good home runs anymore. I buy like the Red Baron. It's like a 6-pack of pizzas for $3. It's like my kid. He goes out to. Oh man, I got this chicken at Walmart. It's like 40 pounds of chicken for $7. Like, ill. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Chinese chicken.
He goes and buys things in bulk. The one day he bought like 50 frozen hamburgers or 50 hamburgers, and he was having them every day because at Walmart they had like 50 burgers for 14 cents. And then he was eating them every day, and he was all pissed off because he was sick of eating them for like breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I was like, you know, dumb shit, just put it in the freezer. And he's like, I can't because it's filled with frozen chicken. Oh, I love that guy. All right. So yeah, let's say adios.
All right, folks. See you next time. Stay off our lawn.